I'm so sorry. He planned to convince Iris to give her child to a relative, but perhaps that wouldn't be necessary. I assume you've been given custody of her son, then?
No. Don't want him anywhere near our youngins, considering his origins.
She looked as if she was barely containing the urge to spit. His heart dropped further. His plan of convincing Iris to give her son to family didn't sound so smart now, but maybe everything was already taken care of.
Who has him, then?
She shrugged.
We told the cops to drop him off at the Lowe's mansion. They take the likes of him.
The Lowe's? Had the child already been adopted out?
How long ago did she die?
Last month sometime. Don't remember exactly when I was called in to identify her. A John roughed her up.
Her husband beat her to death? Hopefully the torment she'd suffered at Aaron's hands hadn't been the reason she'd stayed with a man who physically abused her. The eyes behind Ivy's glasses grew round.
Are you stupid?
That made him blink. He might be, but what had he said to make her think so?
I said, A. John. She was an upstairs girl.
An upstairs girl? He pulled out his letter. Had he missed something? But she has a son.
Yes, and your point is?
She called over her shoulder.
Michael!
Wait. He held out his hand. She tightened her grip on the broomstick. Wrong thing to do. He brought his hand back. You said the boy was taken to the mansion a month ago? What was his name? Her lip curled a bit.
Owen, after our father. Iris ruined a perfectly good name on him.
Owen? His heartbeat went up. Is he blonde? 5 years old?
Likely.
This whole time, Iris's son had been right in front of him. A dark-headed man, just large enough to be intimidating, came up behind Ivy. He shoved her behind him and opened the door wider. His hair was tousled, his nose red with illness, but his eyes were serious and his voice rattled out,
"You wantin' trouble?"
Aaron held up his hands again. "No trouble. I only came to town in hopes of apologizing to the people I once treated poorly." He looked to Ivy. She hadn't even read his letter. "Is there anything I can do to earn your forgiveness?"
"Get off my property, then follow that up with never coming back."
Michael jerked his chin in the direction of the street.
"If I see you anywhere near her, I'll break your neck."
The man kept his glassy eyes locked on him until Aaron stepped back. The door slammed a moment later. Aaron winced as the impact ricocheted through the quiet neighborhood. He'd known he'd feel like scum when facing the men and women he'd hurt, even believed he ought to feel like scum. But how much more would he have to endure? He returned to his pony cart, blinking repeatedly as he walked, since the world had grown fuzzy. Iris had intended to give him Owen, a shy little 5-year-old. He deserved to raise a hellion like Jimmy.